From APM, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Today, the Samsung Galaxy S8 hits stores. The largest current phone maker in the world surely hopes that its big, beautiful new baby will crush Apple devices. Maybe Samsung's also hoping to leave memories of its Galaxy Note 7 exploding batteries behind. Jeffrey Fowler is personal tech columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Jeffrey, what's different about this phone?
The big difference is Samsung figured out how to give us what we really want, which is a giant phone, but then squish it down into the space of a tiny phone. The screen goes almost all the way to the top and almost all the way to the bottom, and then spills over each side, kind of like an infinity pool. So what you end up with is as much screen real estate in the size of an iPhone 7 as you get in the iPhone 7 Plus.
Understood. I always wanted an infinity pool phone.
Now it can be yours.
Did you try to catch the battery on fire or smuggle the phone onto a plane?
I did not smuggle it on a plane, and the battery did not catch on fire. Though I'm glad you brought this up, because this is kind of the big lingering question for Samsung. And I have to say, their answers to whether this thing is safe have not really been very satisfactory to me.
But okay, so just to say it out loud, right? Is this a good phone? Do I want it?
This is what phones are going to look like in the future. However, Samsung didn't finish it. The software on this thing is supposed to have a new version of a talking assistant. They call it Bixby. It's not ready. And so it's really hard to evaluate a phone without seeing really all that it can do.
Jeffrey Fowler, he's personal technology columnist for The Wall Street Journal. Jeffrey, thanks a lot.
You bet.
We have been looking at tech hubs beyond Silicon Valley this week. So the city of Phoenix, Arizona, we visited Scott Dunn at the Arizona Tourism Office there recently to try the city's latest and greatest way to get people pumped about visiting the Valley of the Sun.
You're about to jump out of an airplane over the Grand Canyon. You ready for that?
I'm so ready.
Okay, strap it on.
Okay. And I'm sitting sort of like outside of a car. I'm attached to the outside of a car. And there's a woman talking to me from inside the car. Okay. We're going to skydive. Where's the focus? Oh, here's the focus guy. Oops, I paused it. How do I keep going? Oh, I'm in the plane now. Oh, we're about to fall out of the plane. Oh, this is... Woo! It's parachute. The parachute's out. Woo! Why is this a thing?
We want people to visit Arizona and think of Arizona as a place for beautiful outdoor adventure. If they leap ahead and go, wow, those Arizonans really know how to use technology to get me to visit their state, that's great.
Their prime directive is, of course, to drive general tourism, but it's all part of the economic circle of life. We will continue exploring technology's connection to entrepreneurship in cities outside of Silicon Valley next week. It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Daniel Lockney. He works for NASA, and his job is to help NASA technology find uses in places here on Earth. I'm not talking just about astronaut ice cream, I assume. Daniel, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I am ready.
One lawsuit.
One lawsuit. That would be the number of lawsuits that Uber wishes it had this week.
Oh, it's a good guess. This is the number of lawsuits Bose is actually facing over allegedly spying on its customers who were using its wireless headphones. The company is, I guess, being accused of tracking the music and podcasts that people were listening to and selling it to marketing firms without permission. What would they discover about your listening habits if you had a pair of fancy wireless Bose headphones? Maybe you do.
You know, probably not too much. Just Wu-Tang like the average NASA employee.
The Jizz a Genius is a known thought leader on space, right?
I'm more of a Ghostface guy, but I agree.
All right, this is what I got for you. 100 words a minute.
Is this the Facebook thought to words?
Yes, well played.
I'll tell you, actually, when I read that story, I kind of shrugged and said, We have that.
You already got that? Wow. Just clearly the story we're talking about is Facebook is hoping to connect people's brains to computers. One of the goals here is to basically have a non-invasive system that allows people to type fast just by thinking words. But NASA has them beat, apparently.
We would give it to them if they asked. So that's part of my job is to make sure that the technologies we create for our space missions find these practical applications here on Earth. So Facebook, give me a call.
All right, what do you got for me?
7,600 pounds.
Ooh, that's got to be a payload for the ISS that's related to those rubber noodle things that astronauts probably have to pull on to stay fit in space.
Close enough, I'm going to give it to you. That was Tuesday's resupply launch. We launched a rocket up to the International Space Station on Tuesday with supplies and gummy bears and Tang, but also a bunch of new experiments.
How many pounds of gummy bears are we talking?
Probably a couple. Actually, the commander up there, Peggy Whitson, was lamenting recently that over Easter she hadn't had enough chocolate. So I imagine that they did launch a couple bars for this time.
That's some expensive chocolate travel.
Probably.
Daniel Lockney, he works for NASA. Daniel, thanks for playing Tally with me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.